The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. You know, I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive out the window. Yeah. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
Some things change. Q-tips being thrown. Maybe that seems like an isolated incident. Some things don't. It is July 1st. Ironic for you that on your birthday, this miserable, depressing Sabres life is sort of in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. You really don't need it.
No.
It really doesn't, but I want to say it almost feels like a bit. Just it isn't. It doesn't.
Yeah,
it's not a bit.
It's not a joke. No, but it does. It does allow you to sort of refamiliarize yourself. I missed this day last year. I was in Spain.
Spain getting speeding tickets.
Speeding tickets. And I don't remember the years before that. Like, I can remember like 10 years ago, but I can remember 2 years ago as far as this day goes for us and the show.
Right.
So for me, missing last year, it's been a little while. So I'm getting back up to speed with seeing guys I really didn't even want the Sabres to signing and going, oh. Right, like Joe this morning tweeted one idea, like Jonathan Drouin.
Yeah,
here's an idea. Probably shouldn't cost much. I don't know how hot the market will be for him. I'm like, oh, I hate that idea. And now, just a little while before we started here, I saw he signed in the Islanders. Like, oh, that's too bad.
You're down in both, counts.
Well, wait, I didn't want him anyway, but
then you thought
it would have been something, I guess, right? Like that happened. There was another guy in the last little while that signed also that I had the same reaction. Like,
CeCe, I want to guess.
Well, no, that I feel like that's my birthday present from the Sabres, that the Sabres did not sign Cody CeCe to 4 years and $18 million.
Well, that is the only good thing about this day every year. The only pleasure I can ever take in July 1st when it comes to the Sabres is when known bad players, you know, they escape. They don't end up signing here, and, like, that's funny.
Well, one way to avoid making bad signing is not to sign anyone.
That's right.
You're going to be safe that way. You're protected from, you know, making horrible decisions.
That's the only good thing ever.
Yeah, and it really doesn't get you very far. I do mean it. I'm glad. I don't want to say I didn't think it. I did think it. I knew he was a free agent, and I just thought that would be perfect. That would be just perfect. Just fit with the whole vibe. So I did consider it for a moment, but I never heard any idea that the Sabres were interested in him or anything. So anyway, but that only gets you so far. Feeling good about that, but it is something.
As pessimistic as one might be, you're certainly entitled to a full-on pessimism, but there was or is still a short enough list of goals, I think, here for them, having traded J.J. Paterka, figure out somebody who can help, you know, replenish the offense, figure out what to do with Bo Byram. Goalie has been like a totally respectable idea. Figure out what to do with that. You know, if you really want it and you want just to be able to check at least one box, fill out Rochester. I mean, there's that every year. That seems doable. That's in the right, you know, price range.
Seems like it's going great. Yeah.
That always happens. But none of the other things has happened. And really this started yesterday or if you want, like last week. Because that's when, you know, there can be action, but it's the same dance, it seems, every year. Nope. And we had goalie. There was a report this morning that they will be signing, goalie Alex Lyon, but nope, not yet. For some reason, we're well into the day, and that wasn't just sort of we don't have that yet as far as we know. Byram continues to be, I mean, that's the one to watch.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that reports.
That is your best hope of getting some sort of proven NHL scoring back to replace Paterka is the Byram trade. I mean, not that the Sabres couldn't sign someone to do that, but it's a pretty short list of guys that even, you know, credibly fit that profile. So a trade is still
necessary.
It's necessary and really the only – yeah, it's necessary because it's the only way I think they're going to get – a look at someone who could be even a 20 goal scorer, let alone 30. I don't want to shoot too high. So that is still what you got to monitor. And I just, you know, an hour and a half ago or so, I saw a Darren, I don't know what the timestamp on it was, but pretty recently this afternoon, Darren Drager, like, it's heating up on Byram. And like we always talk about, I even said to Owen, he came downstairs just after I said, I think be on the lookout. Byron's probably going to get traded because one of the big guys just said it's heating up. But there were four teams mentioned there, right? Calgary, St. Louis, Vegas, and the LA Kings. In the time since that tweet, I'm comfortable eliminating the LA Kings because they're the team that signed Cody Ceci and then also seconds afterward signed Brian Dumoulin. At least that's the order of how I heard it.
Either way.
So... They're not making a big not that either of those guys are Bo Byram, but they're not making a big move for a defenseman. I think they gave up, is what that reads like to me. Like, we're not going to make this trade,
right?
So let's do this other thing. So it's down to Calgary, St. Louis, and Vegas, at least according to Drager from again earlier this afternoon.
Yep,
and there's pieces on. I don't know about Calgary, but there's interesting guys on the Blues. I think. Just really depends on what they might want to, you know, be interested in moving. And even like Vegas could almost do anything because they just spend. And like, I don't know what their plan is. If they know they have to send something big contractually out. So maybe you can do something good there if they're looking to, you know, switch out they did make the big deal for Marner yesterday, so maybe Thomas Hertl's expendable or something. I don't know. But I think the Blues and Vegas are more interesting as trade partners. Looking at Calgary, I just don't see an NHL player there that I could see them moving. Matt Coronado would be a very interesting guy, but he's young and really good and still on the upswing, and I can't imagine them divesting themselves of him. So the rest of it is kind of not very attractive.
Well, I'll be excited to hear what happens. And, you know, maybe something will, right?
We can
hope. What we do every year.
Right, we can hope.
On and around this day is what we do every year. Not always will there be, like, a number one thing that has to happen, but this year I think there is. I think it's that. And, you know, some of these times it's the Sabres. I mean, some of these times it just does not happen. And so, you know, I'm not going to apologize for my cynical attitude about this because I think it's warranted. And I feel like being proactive is generally good. I would say that they were with Paterka. I mean, I would have much preferred they figured out a way to keep him, but apparently they decided that was not possible or worth doing. So he gets traded. That was, you know, Wednesday. I mean, that was early for this,
right,
which
right.
I don't want to ignore that. But I don't know. I mean, these signings like the Kings are a team reportedly interested in taking themselves out. And would it shock anybody to just have it sort of die on the vine and they can't get a deal done because they're not good at it? I mean, would that really shock anybody? I also don't think the player is that good, which is why he really should be moved in the first place. And I wouldn't fault the Kings or anybody else from, like, not wanting to meet what might be a steep price. That's the way it goes. I mean, you want to move a player, but you don't want to feel like you got cheated. And I don't know, the Sabres seem like they're so disadvantaged at this that maybe people are trying to, you know, take advantage of them, or maybe their value on the player is higher than what is reasonable. Who knows? So there's Byram, and we don't have any NHL players that have been signed that we know of today. The names on the list are probably, you know, they're two-way, under $1 million.
Right.
Players.
Right. There's a tough guy defenseman from the New Jersey system that certainly is ticketed for Rochester. There's another guy that was in Rochester that was re-signed, and that was announced along with another player whose name is escaping me that might be sort of in between those. But anyway, yeah, that's that. And Jacob Bernard Docker, who we wondered late in yesterday's show, we noticed that he was an omission on the qualifying offer list, and he has signed a one-year deal in Detroit.
What's that about?
Very modest money. I have not the slightest idea. They have too many average defensemen, so they decided they didn't need them. I really don't know.
The obvious name is Bryson from, you know, their depth chart, right? But they extended him in March.
Right.
Why?
Good question.
Wanted to be here?
Yeah.
Is he good? I mean, just...
No.
What is this? How do you have this guy be, you know, maybe he's not Norris for the trade, but, you know, a meaningful enough piece in that trade. He didn't do anything, I think, that I would point to that rendered him, even if he did, it was 15 games. Like, what did he do wrong other than just sort of be like, not Bryson? Or I just, doesn't even make sense.
I think what that probably comes down to, given how the Sabres operate, is we don't want to pay you $875 or whatever that would have been. I mean, that's what he signed for in Detroit, so I don't know what the qualifying offer would have been.
It's close to that.
But it would have been close to that, I assume. And we don't want to pay you that to be in Rochester. So go play for somebody else. And because he is a depth piece, literally. And so we're already paying Bryson to probably sit in the press box and be a spare part, mostly. So we're not going to have two guys doing that. I'm guessing. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there'll be some team-spun conversation about him not fitting, or Lindy didn't like the way, something or other, or the cut of his jib. I have no idea. But my best guess, really, would be they didn't think it was worth spending, you know, $900,000 on a guy that they don't think is going to play in the NHL.
But, you know, trading for him, caring enough about him in the first place to include him in that trade,
yep.
And then so little time goes by, and then you're just out? I mean, wouldn't the move be to qualify him and maybe trade him? Wouldn't a real team just do that?
Or without keep even him thinking just about in it? Case, like, whatever, you need a guy. I mean, I'm baffled by the decision making there. It's done. So, and he's not. Like, there's a philosophical objection to the way they're handling themselves here and doing business, but as far as the team goes, wasn't going to matter either way to me whether he was here or not. If he isn't here as a depth piece, some other guy will be, and it'll probably be fine, you know, on the ice. But it just was weird that they didn't qualify him, I thought.
Well, you know, it's almost like it should be sponsored when you get to the point where one of us says, not over yet. Just feels like such a chump thing to say. But it's true. It's not over yet. It's the first day.
Yep.
But even before today, much of the interesting, you know, if the interesting piece of the market, the percentage of the available players that would have been interesting at all, were kind of spoken for. And then today there was a little bit more of that. It's also very often a bad bet. Free agency, but a lot of this, who hasn't heard this before or thought it, a lot of this with the Sabres is symbolism. It's like announcing, and that's not to say you should spend $10 million on Jacob Bernard Docker or somebody, or Cody Ceci, just sort of like announcing to your fans, to your own players even, to the league that you're, you know, like legit. That would be kind of cool. Yesterday, I sort of just fell into this thought about how it's been so long since they made a trade for a player that you weren't either somewhere between indifferent about the trade to just down about it. And like how a couple of their best players were acquired in trades that made you feel bad about the Sabres. Tuck for Eichel, Thompson for O'Reilly, and Thompson wasn't Thompson yet. I mean, that's worked out. But it's still like, there's almost maybe nobody on the roster that when you traded for him, or I mean the lottery picks almost shouldn't count. Like, just sort of like, this is cool.
Yeah.
You and I broke our brains yesterday trying to think of the last one of those.
Right.
And maybe it's Jeff Skinner.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, even Norris. I like the Norris swing, but it comes with such a disclaimer. Like you're, and it came to fruition almost instantaneously. Like, geez, I don't know. He's really good if he can stay healthy. He's the better player, better 200-foot player, more productive scorer. He's a better player. But and then 3 games into his Sabres career, he's just nope. So it.
And there was this player today that they didn't qualify, and maybe a second in that trade.
Well, they sent a second with Cousins, I think.
That's what I mean. Did.
Yeah. Right. So. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Right.
It just feels so terrible to just like even talk like this, you know, just to sort of acknowledge it feels just like not good. That's the job here.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes as absolutely no surprise to anyone who knows anything about this franchise to have it be like this, because it almost always is on this day. It's not a fun, it's never a fun day. But you'd like to think at least there would be some, you know, efficiency edges where the Sabres might be able to exploit somebody or just, you know, figure out good value somewhere. As of now, we don't have anything. And they got to get this Byram out of here. They just do. He serves no purpose playing with Dahlin. He gets buried when he's not. What's the point? If somebody's interested in him, you just got to do it.
I really hope they do it, too. I do think if he is here, he's good with Dahlin. That pair works. Now, anyone should be able to work with Dahlin, so I can appreciate that. But I don't think it's a disaster if he's here. Another one of these things where it's like, independent of the big picture, it's not but he's the only ticket I've got to find a scorer, so I have to do it. But if they end up stuck, that's a good pair. And yes, he's going to get carried by Dahlin, but that works. Like, there were shifts last year where they were just all over the place together. So I can do a lot worse than having him on the ice for my team, I think. I think he's a better player than you are saying he is, myself. It's not like he's going to hurt them if he's here, but the overall is bad. Like, I need to change him out for something up front is what I need to do, and then find someone else to plug in to play with Dahlin, who's maybe not as
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Talented as Byram is, a gifted skater or whatever.
Well, there's no question that they're trying to do that, right?
Right.
In their way?
I think so.
Because people have been talking about him for forever, like this offseason. Like, he's one of the top names for somebody who's a trade candidate in the league. I mean, his contract situation avails him to that. Mm-hmm. So what do you know when you hear that? That, like, the Sabres are trying to figure out a way. I mentioned the quote from Adams yesterday, what was it, to the agent? Something like, I'm just being honest with him, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it just tells you that they're not expecting, you know, he's not a core piece, to say the very least. So you just have to do it. And if he's on the team, it's a failure. Maybe he won't get buried playing with one of the 10 best defensemen in the NHL. That's good. But, like, you wanted to do it.
Right.
And then in that result, you wouldn't have been able to. You didn't.
So not doing it is another failure.
Yes.
Is what it comes down to.
Don't you think?
Yes, I absolutely agree.
He might not be as bad as I'm saying, but they want to do it. Their clues are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, not yet. Here it comes again. Maybe they will. But at this point, we don't have it. Here's Eric with us. Hi, Eric.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
So just kind of want to lay this out. I mean, I'm kind of bummed as to how things have gone. It feels like it's sort of business as usual with the Sabres. And the thing that terrifies me most of all is that if they start the next year $10 or $15 million under the cap, you know, I'm looking at Alex Tuch and thinking that, you know, he's got to start believing that $10 million a year, 25 of it up front in Carolina, is going to start sounding pretty good. And, you know, that's probably Dahlin right behind him. So I felt like if they didn't have the proper urgency this offseason to, like, get better, that, you know, replacing guys like that means picking really high given their situation. I mean, if they don't do it now, I feel like they could be looking at another 10 years of drought, and that's real dark. I will hang up and listen, guys. Thanks.
There's no way you're going to get me to 10 more years of this, but it is bleak. Like, the messaging, by the way, it's not Darcy Regier talking about, you know, building and the future all the time. It's about every time with Adams, it's about the right now. Like, he knows the fans have heard enough and seen enough about prospects. So he's talking about the present. Where is it? It's not like we think their agenda might be one thing, but it actually isn't. It doesn't feel like that to me.
Right. We are not out here in the throes of an early throes of a rebuild, urging him to do something to make the NHL team more credible and actually a playoff contender, an actual playoff team. That is the stated goal and has been 3 years in a row now, I think, right? It was time to take a step. Like that basically has been it 3 years. Because 3 years ago, they missed by a point. And then there was the fallback year that Granato got fired in, and now last year. All three of those years were, it's time for us to do something. And it has not happened.
No. So unless we're being lied to, I think, you know, that's kind of what we should be expecting, and just we're just waiting for the action, waiting for the things to actually start to happen. Kevin is next. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just wanted to talk just kind of about, obviously, with Kevin Adams, it's obviously we all want moves to be made, right? But my biggest concern is how he is still somehow in charge of making moves when we know Yarmo is going to inevitably take over. So do we really want him making these big altering moves and, say, trading Byram for someone that's really underwhelming, like a third-line winger, even though we know we need a top six? Like, what's your guys' kind of view on that?
I mean, I don't know what else to do. He should not have the job. I don't think there's any arguing that at this point, but he does. I'm not assuming Jarmo Kekäläinen is going to take over. I might just as soon assume Jarmo Kekäläinen is going to do time here and see how business is done here and run away as fast as he can. I have no idea what's going to happen there. So I'm not assuming that he's like in waiting. I mean, that might be great if it were to happen that way. I'm not assuming anything in that respect. So Adams, yeah, I mean, he had the keys at the deadline and traded Cousins for Norris and Bernard Docker, who did not get a qualifying offer yesterday. And
so that meant nothing.
Right. And now we're into another, you know, cycle of important decision making. We just went through a draft. He traded JJ Paterka. Like, he's got the keys. You can't stop that right now. You can say, I think last week one day I said it should be said maybe every day, every hour, every segment, that it's ridiculous that he still has the job. But he does. So I'm counting on him to make a good trade. Yikes.
Thanks, Kevin. 803-0550. Rob Ray will join us today. Talk about life and also what's going on with the Sabres. That's probably what we should talk about with Rob. He's always fun to talk about life with. So if it ends up being sort of like 80-20 life.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Rob always comes through. He delivers. It's Bulldog's birthday. We're excited about that.
We are.
Right?
Yeah.
I am.
I don't know.
I am excited about that. I'm excited that it's your birthday.
I appreciate your excitement.
Yes. Aren't we all excited? Cool. All right. Lines are open for more of your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.